When you realize that it's by your faith in what it is Jesus has already done, you stop trying to earn what God has already made available to you. And then what do? You just receive it by faith. You receive it by faith. And when you begin to see yourself as the righteousness of God, you begin to meditate on the fact that you are the righteousness of God. You begin to read about what it means to be the righteousness of God and to be righteous. Guess what you'll begin to do? Because you receive new information, you'll get comprehensive insight, and then you'll get revelation, and that revelation about what the word says. See, many people have information, but they have no revelation, so there's really no manifestation in their life because they never act out on what it is that they heard. But when you get the information and then you meditate on it to the point where you get the revelation, and then after you get the revelation, you begin to bring about the manifestation because you have impartation. You begin to perfect, or you begin to do what the word says to do. Then you will be a walking epistle read of men, and they'll say, man, what happened to you? Said, man, I made a decision to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. I made a decision that because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that I could not get it in my own strength, because he gave me grace. It's by grace through faith that I am saved, not of works. It's a gift from God, lest any man should boast. And if anybody else tries to teach me any kind of other gospel, talk to me about a whole different spirit in the Holy Spirit, are trying to present to me a different Jesus who didn't die on the cross and is the only way to the Father, then I am under no obligation to receive it.